I recall the 9/11 attack. Everybody remembers where they were when they received the news. Our PVS family was meeting in our old worship center. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, our church was full. We had many guests attending. This continued for about 2 months. The president announced his plans to go after those responsible for the attacks. When the deployment of U.S. troops occurred, church attendance declined immediately nationwide. Spiritually, our nation went back to business as usual. The coronavirus presents a unique crisis. We have to cancel our services, schools, business, travel. People are seeing investment accounts evaporate. Our personal health is a priority. The healthcare industry is on the front lines. They're our soldiers in this battle. Scientists are looking for the cause and the cure of this disease. I'm thankful we have leaders like Vice President Pence and Ben Carson who lead their task force meetings in prayer. I'm glad President Trump declared a National Day of Prayer on March 15th. He's pointing America to our God, who is the source of all of our blessings. I am hopeful that people will be open to the gospel at this time. It was obvious after 9/11 that many in our nation trusted government more than God. When the government offered a solution, churches went back to normal. We need a spiritual renewal among Christians. We live in the midst of casual Christianity in America. Church participation is optional. Prayer is seen as something that we use for emergencies. Scripture is treated like God's suggestion book for daily living if we make time to read it. I love Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He'll make straight your paths. Our total faith should be focused on Christ. When we get distracted by a crisis with our busy schedules, our dependence on God wavers. God desires to direct our path personally and as a nation. This is a time that we may minister to other people, those who are in need. Show the love of Christ. Share the message of Christ with lost people. As we walk with God daily at this time, our faith will grow deeper and deeper. When God leads us to the other side of this situation, we'll be able to trace His unseen hand that directed our path.